From the historic Loretto Abbey Chapel, with the kind cooperation of the Toronto Catholic District School Board, the National Catholic Broadcasting Council presents the Daily TV Mass.
Welcome to the celebration of the Daily TV Mass. I am Father Roshan Lloyd D'Souza. The televising of this Mass is made possible by the contribution from an anonymous donor from Royal Bay, Prince Edward Island. This Mass is offered for safe passage and acceptance of world refugees wherever they may go. On behalf of all who are gathered for this sacred celebration, we thank our donor for the gift of this Mass. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The grace and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And with your spirit.
As we come together to celebrate this Eucharist, let us thank and praise God for the gift of life and gift of faith to each one of us, and for the gift of our family, and ask the Lord to fill us with His grace and strength that we may be worthy to enter into this celebration. You were sent to heal the contrite of heart. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
You came to call sinners. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
You are seated at the right hand of the Father to intercede for all of us. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Let us pray. Almighty ever-living God, direct our actions according to your good pleasure, that in the name of your beloved Son, we may abound in good works. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen. Amen.
A reading from the second letter of Paul to the Corinthians. We want you to know, brothers and sisters, about the grace of God that has been granted to the churches of Macedonia. For during a severe ordeal of affliction, their abundant joy and their extreme poverty have overflowed in a wealth of generosity on their part. For as I can testify, they voluntarily gave according to their means and even beyond their means, begging us earnestly for the privilege of sharing in this ministry to the saints. And this not merely as we expected. They gave themselves first to the Lord, and by the will of God to us, so that we might urge Titus that, as he had already made a beginning, so he should also complete this generous undertaking among you. Now, as you excel in everything, in faith, in speech, in knowledge, in utmost eagerness, and in our love for you, so we want you to excel also in this generous undertaking. I do not say this as a command, but I am testing the genuineness of your love against the earnestness of others. For you know the generous act of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, so that by his poverty you might become rich. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Praise the Lord, my soul. Praise the Lord, O my soul. I will praise the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praises to my God all my life long. Praise the Lord, my soul. Happy are those whose help is the God of Jacob, whose hope is in the Lord their God, who made heaven and earth, the sea and all that is in them. Praise the Lord, my soul. It is the Lord who keeps faith forever, who executes justice for the oppressed, who gives food to the hungry. The Lord sets the prisoners free. Praise the Lord, my soul. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. I give you a new commandment. Love one another as I have loved you. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "You have heard that it was said, 'You shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy.' But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, so that you may be children of your Father in heaven. For he makes his sun rise on the evil and on the good, and sends rain on the righteous and on the unrighteous. For if you love those who love you, what reward do you have? Do not even the tax collectors do the same? And if you greet only your brothers and sisters, what more are you doing than others? Do not even the Gentiles do the same? Be perfect, therefore, as your heavenly Father is perfect." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
In his generous act, Christ chose to be poor to make us rich. We have this beautiful, a deep, very deep thought from the first reading today. Christ came to make us rich. From his humble beginning, from even not getting a place to the cross, his life was all about humility. He chose to be poor to make us rich. And what kind of richness Jesus is talking about? The answer we find in today's gospel. Jesus is teaching us to live counterculturally compared to the world in which we are immersed. He has also been clarifying for his hearers the true meaning behind some of the teachings of the Old Testament. Jesus has said repeatedly, "You have heard it was said, but I say." He wants to be sure that we know what it means to follow God faithfully and fully. Immediately, when it comes to this idea of loving our enemies, many of us are not ready to sign on the dotted line to do so. Indeed, this would have been the case for Jesus' listeners as well. Jesus said that you have heard that it was said, love your neighbor. The teachings of the experts in the law had morphed to the point where they interpreted this idea of loving our neighbors as only loving those that love you, only loving your friends and family and those who are kind to you. The irony of a command like that is that no one needs to tell us to love those who love us. That comes pretty easily, isn't it? The people had lost sight of what God originally meant by this command. In fact, this phrase, hate your enemy, is not even in the Old Testament law. You can look far and wide in the teachings of Moses and the prophets, and you will not find this. The experts in the law had changed the teaching of the law until it got to the point that it was not what it originally meant. As a side note, this should be a warning to us that we do not take a command of God and change it into something that we want it to be rather than what God really meant. We must be very careful as not to distort the word of God. So the people had not only missed the full meaning of God's command, they had actually distorted it. Jesus sought to bring clarity to what God meant and show the fuller meaning and the heart of the commandment. Jesus said, "But I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you." This day, we are called to look at two reasons in addition to Jesus' command that we are to love our enemies. First, we love our enemies in our pursuit of godliness. In this passage, Jesus tells us that when we love others, we may be children of your Father in heaven. We become truly the children of our Father in heaven. I believe what Jesus is saying is that by loving our enemies, we are emulating God the Father. Usually, children emulate their parents. In like manner, we are supposed to try and be like our Father, our Heavenly Father. Jesus says, when we love others, we are like our Father. Jesus goes into detail about how God the Father shows love to all. He says, "For he causes his sun to rise on the evil and on the good. He sends rain on the righteous and on the unrighteous." Sun and rain were good things for the people of ancient Israel, even is the same for us today. This is what we call God's common good and grace. God has displayed grace to this world that is common to all humanity, including sending sun and rain on righteous and on the unrighteous. Jesus also tells us to pray for those who persecute us. But the context of everything that Jesus is saying is regarding our desire for blessing towards those who are enemies and those who persecute us. This is so foreign to us that it's hard to even compare it to anything. Yet, this is exactly what Jesus is calling us to do. Love our enemies and pray for those who persecute us. Now, in addition to the divine command of Jesus, let me tell you three practical benefits that also come from us praying for our enemies and those who persecute us. First, prayer helps mold our hearts to be like God's. Jesus has already told us that we should want to be like God. The act of prayer triggers the supernatural within us and starts a metamorphosis in our hearts that makes us more like God. Second, prayer softens our hearts towards our enemies. We are not to hate, we are to love. When we pray, it softens our hearts and allows us to love in a greater way. Third, prayer reminds us who is in charge. By praying, we are being obedient to God and loving to our enemies. That's our part. We are letting God to do his part. If you have been wronged, God will one day make that right. Secondly, we love our enemies on our pursuit of extraordinary perfection, just to make sure that we understand the standard that he's calling us to do. Jesus drops this statement, be perfect. Some would say that this standard Jesus is holding us is unrealistic for human beings. Indeed, as mere humans, this is an impossible standard. However, in Christ, this is possible. Without Jesus, we are unable to be holy. We are depraved in our sin. But with Jesus, everything is possible. And that's what I want to tell this morning, that we are called to do the same like Jesus did, to be rich like him. Amen. Let us bring forward our prayers and all our intentions before our loving God. Let us pray for all those in our daily TV Mass prayer intentions book. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
May our annual celebration of the Feast of the Sacred Heart of Jesus renew and deepen our faith in his love for us. May he guide us as we seek to walk the path of mercy, compassion, and peace. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those who have requested our prayers for our personal and family intentions, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
We make these prayers through Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have this bread to offer, fruit of the earth and work of human hands. It will become for us the bread of life.
Blessed
be God forever. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have this wine to offer. Fruit of the wine and work of human hands, it will become for us our spiritual drink.
Blessed be God forever.
Wash off my iniquities and cleanse me from all my sins. Pray, my brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, our Heavenly Father. May the Lord accept the sacrifice at our hands for the praise and the glory of his name, for our good and good of all his holy church. Accept our offerings, O Lord, we pray, and in sanctifying them, grant that they may profit us for salvation through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is
truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God. For just as through your beloved Son, you created the human race, so also through him, with great goodness, you formed it anew. And so, it is right that all your creatures serve you, all redeemed praise you, and all your saints with one heart bless you. Therefore, we too extol you with all the angels, as in joyful celebration we acclaim.
Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest.
You are indeed holy, O Lord, the font of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread, and giving you thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when the supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again.
Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis our Pope, Francis our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be called heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
Through him, and with him, and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever.
Amen.
At the Savior's command and formed by the divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Let us offer one another the sign of peace. Peace be with you.
Lamb of God, you
take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Grant us peace.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. May the body and blood of Christ bring us everlasting life. Amen.
Please join me now in this act of spiritual communion. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the Blessed Sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire you in my soul. Since I cannot now receive you sacramentally, come spiritually into my heart, as though you were already there. I embrace you and unite myself wholly to you. Permit not that I should ever be separated from you. Amen.
Let us pray. Grant, we pray, Almighty God, that receiving the grace by which you bring us to new life, we may always glory in your gift through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Mass is ended. Let us go in the love of Christ.
Thanks
be to God.
Our thanks to our donors for the gift of this Mass.